Yeah, it does. It sort of forces you to recognize, you know, as a human being, as you go day to day about your business, that you're kind of missing strangers right and left. Because if we open up and ask anybody about their lives, we're going to find pretty incredible stories and commonalities with people that we might not think that we could connect with. You know, for instance, Jose, he's an older guy, you know, I believe he's late 60s or early 70s. I just wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't think to talk to him. And then there I got to know this man and, you know, hear his story, and I learned so much from it. So I kind of, that's the first thing that I learned from the experience, is just about, you know, getting to know people in general and making assessments about my commonalities with them, if it may be wrong. And then I do, you know, I miss Hosea. He doesn't live in L.A. He moved out, and he's not, you know, really a technology guy, so it's not like I can text back and forth with him. And, he, you know, he doesn't like to sit on the phone for too long either. So I don't get to see him much. Same thing with Henry. He moved out. He sends me little texts here and there. Kimani, I just got off the phone with her. She's a little spitfire, and she makes stuff happen. So if she wants to talk to me, she calls and, you know, tells her dad to get, you know, she left me a Thanksgiving message yesterday, which was really sweet. And Kenyan Spicy, I'm sure I'll run into again soon on one of the gardening events. So definitely, it created new relationships for me.